Let's try to do our red leather faces in unison like we used to.
Okay, okay. Just the red leather faces?
Like, yeah.
All right.
Red leather face, yellow leather face.
Horror bros have been missing.
Those guys are dead.
Blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
I'm tired of one good scare.
I am Count Dracula.
I want to move. I'm Batman.
The invisible sack.
Oh, God.
Spooky man, come on.
Nicholas Cage reinventing acting.
You ever watch the movies?
Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Matt and Zach Talk About a Podcast. I'm Matt.
That doesn't sound right. I don't think that's what it's called.
All right. I'm sorry. Welcome to Matt Make Zach Watch Horror Movies. I'm Matt.
And I'm Zach.
Zach, I didn't make you watch a horror movie this week. Instead, what are we doing?
You made me watch. My mouse died. I thought I spared no expense for this episode.
The perfect way to begin this. Leave it all in.
You made me watch 114 horror movies.
Yes. I think it's safe to say you might be a horror fan now, Zach.
Over the course of 4 years and 100 episodes.
God, and now four fucking years.
After the course of 4 years, 100 episodes, 2 divorces, a pandemic.
Yeah, the list just keeps going. Every time we took a break, just know that something awful was happening.
There's going to be a lot of stories on this episode.
We're finally breaking the curse.
My favorite like interaction with a listener is when we came back. I forget which time, but it was after we'd both gotten divorces, and we're like, we acknowledged it. We're like, welcome back to Matt Makes Zach Watch Horror Movies, where we can't take a break or else something bad happens. Or like we said something like that.
We gotta stop taking breaks, I think was my joke.
Every time we take a break, we get a divorce.
Every time with we come back with one less wife.
And it was the like nicest lady who'd like come up to our booth with her like little sister or something every single time. And she was like, can I take a picture of you guys? And we're like, oh, yeah, sure. And she was like, when you guys said that, I felt so bad, but I laughed so hard. That was so funny. I was like, good, because we think it's funny, too.
Did I ever tell you about my interaction telling that joke to someone in person? And they just looked at me horrified and then left the booth. And I was like, Zach shouldn't leave me here alone. In my head, like, oh, no.
But yeah, welcome to the 100th episode.
Yes.
Also the final episode of Matt Makes Zach Watch Horror Movies. I've finally broken the chain that he's been keeping me in this room with. I sawed off my own foot and I can escape now.
I'm Jigsaw.
What if you just rolled into my room on a tricycle right now?
Your dad let me in.
Samurai,
I said hi. Samurai says what's up. Don't worry, I'm nice to animals apparently.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes. So, Zach, what did you think of the podcast?
You know, it had some story issues. Third act, you know, could have been written better.
It really jumped the shark after the second divorce. They really just started repeating themselves.
They just really only said Maligny's nuts after that second divorce.
Clearly, nowhere to go. No. I stand by Maligny's nuts. We set that up in a previous episode. We paid it off later. That's good storytelling.
And that was like months, if not years.
That was an Arrested Development style Easter egg.
Podcast was pretty cool, I guess. You know,
yeah, it's all right. And the hosts were kind of annoying, but
yeah, Letterboxd reviews. There isn't any. I think we have Apple Podcast reviews, but I don't know how to get on Apple Podcasts because I got Spotify. That on my phone.
It's on your phone, Zach. You have an iPhone.
Oh, that's fair, I guess. Yeah,
we have a 5 out of 5, by the way.
Yeah, we have that on Spotify as well.
That one we never read. Zach, what voice should I read it in?
You gotta go with the Swartz name.
All right. I stumbled upon this podcast, and you can feel the depth of knowledge of a time and genres from these podcast hosts. I have listened to a dozen podcasts. It's written that way. And there's no better horror movie devoted podcast than this one. Do yourself a favor, as I did, and check it out. Oh, I'm just getting word from our producer, Zach. We can finally break kayfabe. Yes. Hello. Hi. Yes. I'm Reginald Stylus von Peebles, and I've been playing the character of Matthew Maurice for the last 4 years. This is a scripted podcast, and I've enjoyed it very much, despite having to watch these dreadful horror films. Not a fan.
And I've really been Kermit this whole time.
Well, we all knew that.
I've been puppeting this silly Muppet of a man. Not the other way around. I have been the architect of your demise this whole time.
It is I, James Bond, the architect of all your pain. Put that another one on my impression list. I also do Christoph Waltz.
Speaking of Kermit, I have a surprise for you, Matt.
Oh, yeah?
This being our final episode, I got you a gift. We're supposed to record this in person, but podcast, Matt got COVID.
I don't have it now, but I'm not past my like 2 week point that you have to wait before you're around.
And
people,
we got a Halloween deadline to make. But I got you a present, a trophy, if you will. A perfect symbol of what this podcast has represented.
Is it just a pair of nuts?
Zach, it's beautiful.
I got something for you too. Let me grab it. I definitely didn't just drop it. It's okay. All right. All right, Zach, this is part of your gift. I'll have the rest of your gift for you, but that's also part of your birthday present, which comes after Halloween. So, but this, I don't have the artist's name. They did not include a business card when I purchased this. This is hand-folded paper. Each one of these figures that this person makes has between 500 and 2,000 folds.
Oh, my God.
And it's a little Michael Myers.
That's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Zach, I'm also officially letting you into the Appropriating Punk Culture for Fun Jackets Club. I'm making you a punk vest.
I definitely didn't catch on to that at all when you're asking me, hey, what would be a cool Star Wars patch to put on a punk jacket?
I had to find out somehow.
I'm asking for myself. And when I said, Zach, okay, here's some options, but what would you wear specifically? And I was like,
narrow it down, damn it, Zach. I know you figured it out. Just tell me. That was what I wanted to say. But like, and Zach, here is what made me go, well, I've got to buy this so that I can make this for him. your own fun nerd vest featuring these bad boys.
Oh my god.
This is I actually do have this person's name. Their name is D'Lo Dross. I thought it would go well with your tattoo. It is of course Ed, Ed, and Eddie as Cenobites. Zach does have an Ed, Ed, and Eddie tattoo.
My tattoo goes along perfectly with what the Ed and Eddie Cenobites would say. Life has many doors, Ed boys.
Exactly.
That is literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I had to do some hunting, Zach.
And I've seen this.
Yes, and that's pretty fucking incredible. I'm really excited to put that somewhere. Oh my god.
I was like, oh, all the Kermits that I've drawn at all the conventions.
Yes, you've just taken. Thing, still up behind me. There's a Kermit on my wall. It's very tiny, but.
And this has been sitting in the top of my closet, and Olivia keeps walking by and seeing it and being like, Jesus Christ. He was haunting. Hell yeah, I'm so stoked. Yeah. Yeah.
If nothing else, you're getting a cool pin. So,
yeah. I'll give it an honorary jacket.
All right.
part of the horror club. Now I've done I've done my years.
You've done your time.
I've done my time. All right. Reasons the podcast is ending, I'm sure. You might be wondering.
Yes, because we have not talked about this publicly at all.
Me and Matt are getting a divorce now.
Our girlfriend split. We're staying together as friends for you guys, though. So
our girlfriends had too much of a problem with it, so we had to get divorced.
No, they're just glad they don't have to put up with us all the time.
That's fair. This podcast has been a great journey, but it is a lot of work.
It is.
And we started this like back in 2019 when I think both of us just needed a creative outlet and something to keep us not going insane from day jobs.
Yes.
And at this point, I've been juggling like a job and school for the entirety of the pandemic.
I know.
And I'm going to like for the next year put nothing but focus in art and classes. And
hell yeah, man, you're already crushing it, so
thank you.
Yeah.
But I think the more we watch movies, the more I'm like, yeah, I want to make these and like not be mean about them anymore.
I stand by. Regardless of what you think of us, even if you think we have garbage opinions, I don't think we're mean. I think we talk about the things that are always presented in the movie. We don't make up movies we'd rather be watching. I mean, sometimes we do for fun, but like when we talk about movies for real, we meet the movie where it's at. I think that is the best thing that we've done with this podcast.
Yeah, I think something I'm proud of is we've kept the we're not a movie review podcast. We're more of a comedy podcast.
Yes.
We just watch a movie, make little funny jokes, and sometimes have a good discussion about them where it's fair and not unjustified.
And then sometimes we just repeatedly say, Gabriel is my best friend and Malignie's nuts. So
what more could you ask from a podcast?
Art. Cinema.
What? As two white guys with a podcast, we could be saying far worse things.
It's definitely true. I've been listening to a podcast about Russell Brand, so
I was talking with my friends yesterday and he didn't know I had a podcast, and when I said I was ending it and I was like, yeah, it's just kind of one of those, and he came up and was like, one of those like two white guys with the podcast.
We've made that joke many times.
I was like, well,
Hopefully we're not shitty, but
we're not one of the shitty ones.
I mean, I know everyone hates us because we don't like Hellraiser 2022, but
I don't think anybody listened to that episode.
No, I think everybody was just like, we know what their take's gonna be.
I think everybody was just like, ha, the little vampire.
Yeah. All right.
I want to hear them talk about that one.
Well, Zach, let's dive into some spoilers. Zach, can you summarize this podcast?
Oh, shit.
I can if you can't.
Let's hear both of our summaries.
All right. Simultaneously. 3, 2, 1. Because we know they're going to start with the same joke, Zach.
So a spooky guy meets another spooky guy. So a spooky guy meets another spooky guy, and they find two sticks in a park, and they become best friends. And then they go to Disneyland together, and one says, "What, you've never watched a horror movie?" No one says, "No, I haven't watched a horror movie. Let's talk about that." And then 4 years go by, multiple divorces, 100 episodes, and they've amounted to is saying Maligny's nuts 127 times.
A perfect podcast. Nailed it. Perfect summary. That is exactly what I want our legacy to be.
What was your summary going to be?
Oh, no, it was that. It was a spooky guy.
Incredible. And obviously, don't worry, mommy and daddy are still going to watch horror movies together.
It's still not Halloween yet, Zach. I guess it will be when this comes out. But even then, still a whole day.
We'll be at Shacktoberfest the night before.
Yes, hell yeah.
The vlog that will never come out because I'm not editing that thing. It was chaos.
It's nonsense.
I recorded a teenager playing with a tech deck because I was going to make fun of him because he was Snapchatting us vlogging.
But then he had some sick ass moves, if I remember correctly.
He didn't.
No, I know.
That kid sucks. I could do better.
I could do better.
Hey kid, we're better at tech deck than you, these two fully grown men.
I see you've got a tech deck. You think that you were made for it, molded by it. I was born into it. Literally, I actually, you probably literally were. I think tech decks came out in 1996.
I popped out of the womb onto a tech deck and shredded immediately. I grinded my own umbilical cord.
Can we buy Samurai a tech deck? They make the extra large ones now.
What do you think one of my goals with owning a dog is, other than having him ride a skateboard?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have
this
so
is
much
why we need free time from the podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is why I need I'm gonna have so much free time without the podcast.
I have so
That's
much
my
more
goal.
Room for activities.
Matt, shall we do our top five and bottom five
movies? Yes.
Movies that we've covered.
Let me pull up that Letterboxd.
I'll start out with my bottom five, which won't be a surprise. Can you guess my bottom five?
Okay, let me try. Slaughterhouse. Rob Zombie's Halloween. Halloween Ends. Okay, all right, okay.
Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2 count as one movie.
Wait, because you didn't watch one of them, you asshole. Hellraiser 2022? Oh, okay. Scream as a franchise because you watched it all in one week?
No.
The Blair Witch Project obviously is on there. Evil Dead remake?
Bam.
All right. I got one more. You know, I'm not sure I know the last one, then.
It was a recent one.
It was a recent one? John Carpenter's Vampires?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
We had a guest?
Mm-hmm. Haunt?
Yes.
Really? I thought you kind of came around a little bit on Haunt.
No, I hate that movie. I'd rather watch Halloween Ends.
At least it's interesting, basically.
Yeah, it's Blair Witch, Haunt, Rob Zombie's Halloween. I forgot the other two. We just said that.
Slaughterhouse.
That, you know, that's my ADHD getting put to work.
Yeah, it's fine.
it's trauma blocking those movies. All right. Do you have your bottom five?
My bottom five. Can you guess my bottom five?
Oh, I mean Slaughterhouse.
Yes. Number one with a bullet.
Halloween Ends?
Yeah. No, not Halloween Ends.
Rob Zombie's Halloween?
Yes.
The Shed?
I don't like The Shed. That's true. I forgot we talked about the fucking Shed.
Again, would rather watch it than the five movies I listed. Is it another Halloween movie?
No.
Hellraiser 2022?
Yes.
How many have I listed? Three? A close contender for me was Megan.
See, I think Megan's just kind of boring, but like fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it was a close contender. Not.
I feel like anything after those three, honestly, would just be like, these are my bottom ranked ones, but I don't like hate these movies. Like it would be like Halloween Ends or The Shed or Pooka.
No, I was talking about my ex-wife, not the movie.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, kind of boring.
I mean, okay, I don't like The Wicker Man, but like I still find that movie really entertaining. So
wait, so you listed three. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which you didn't watch.
Yeah, I guess that has to go on the list. I didn't even fucking watch it.
Four. Evil Dead 2013.
I like that, though. I like that fine. Remember? I think it's got its
problems. Oh, that was the fifth
problems,
one.
But,
was it Haunted Mansion?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably put... But again, fine. You know? Like... Yeah. That's what I mean. But, like, those three, like, I genuinely, like... If people asked me some of my least favorite movies... Saw X is, like, boring. I feel about that the way I feel about every Saw sequel. Huh. You made one kick-ass movie because you had two really talented people making it. And then it was just kind of a studio being like, well, we've got a franchise now. Like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well.
What are your top five, though, Zachary?
Actually, yeah, top five. The Thing. Halloween/Halloween 2018. The Invisible Man 2020. The Bride of Frankenstein. Let's go with Mad God, because I'm never going to forget anything that happened in that movie, though I can't tell you what happened in that movie.
Yeah.
All right, your top five.
So, my top five, it's Halloween, The Thing, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, and probably Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But outside of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which I watched for the first time for this podcast, there were, like, no new ones because these were already some of my favorite movies. So, like, those are, like, in, like, my list of favorite movies I have. So it's a little tough. But just in general, the two Candymans as, like, one piece together, I think, are fantastic. Halloween 2018, Mad God, Nope.
Yep.
The Menu. The Menu is incredible. Wendell and Wild was my favorite movie last year. We've covered a lot of very good movies, especially early on when it was like, I'm curating a list for you, Zach, of movies that are good. And the Blair Witch Project. apparently. And we never watched another found footage movie because I was scared to show it to you.
We got close a couple of times with a couple of guests.
Yeah. We should have, I feel like. I feel like that we maybe did a disservice to some subgenres or styles of film, but I feel like early on, we figured out what we both like and what we don't. So it was kind of like, that's just not.
And that's why we ended up with multiple vampire movies.
Yes.
Including The Little Vampire.
Because there are exactly two good Frankenstein movies, Bride of Frankenstein and Edward Scissorhands. And there's a bunch of great vampire movies, though.
Yeah, my friend Christian, who we couldn't like schedule a time to come on, he wanted to do Wreck.
A good found footage movie. I hope. And I'm sure you will. You'll continue watching horror movies, Zach, because I'll make you still. frankly.
He's going to find a way to get the head trap back on me.
But I think you should check out some found footage stuff. Some of it's really good. It is not my favorite subgenre, though.
I'm going to put on the vest that you're making me and be like, oh, I like the Fantastic Four and John Carpenter. I need to watch some horror movies.
You're like, what?
The Fantastic Four and John Carpenter.
Why the Fantastic Four?
Because it's what Mark said when he was doing an impression of you.
Oh.
So now that's just the impression of you. I like Fantastic Four.
Excuse me, John Carpenter. I prefer Spider-Man. Thank you.
I was confused why he said Fantastic Four too, but it's funny.
Yeah, Mark and I used to make comic books together. My respect for Jack Kirby came up a lot, so I think that's why he went Fantastic Four. So Mark used to own fun fact about Mark, I still need to get one. I think the guy who makes them still sells them. I think he might have stopped after Stan Lee died, though. But it was a pin that was like, I'm Stan Lee, and on the back of the packaging it was like, it was just like a picture of Stan Lee that was like, I'm Stan Lee, creator of. And then on the back of the packaging, it listed a bunch of stuff he never created. Because, you know, he did that. Like all the times he was like, back when I created Captain America during World War II. And it's like, oh, you weren't even working in comic books when they created that character, Stan.
He knows how to market himself.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Stan Lee was, somebody once said Stan Lee invented the only job he could ever have, which was being Stan Lee.
It wouldn't be the final episode without going on a tangent about comics.
Yeah, sorry.
What would you say you have learned over the course of this podcast about yourself, about horror movies, about
anything? I feel like I've gotten, because of you, a lot better at actually engaging with not just movies but like art in general. Because especially going back and listening a little bit to some of those first episodes, because a friend of mine just started listening, so they were like asking me questions about it. But I really was trying to play a character named Matt. Like, genuinely, I was like, I'm a podcast host.
Like, this is my podcast voice. Yeah,
because you just kind of refused to engage with that. It really helped me, because then it became less about like a fun fact and more like, oh, let's talk about the movie. And I'll bring up fun facts when they're relevant to what we're talking about. So I had to like actually sit down and really engage with these movies in a way I hadn't in a long time. And thank you for that, Zach.
Oh, hell yeah. That's so nice.
And I feel like I've gotten better at just doing that with art in general. So
that is like the most I could ever ask to make an impact on someone that way.
You really did, man. Thank you. What about you?
I think engaging in a genre that I could have cared less about before the podcast started. Because I had literally zero interest in watching any horror movies. Not because I hated them or was scared of them.
You're just indifferent. Yeah,
I just had no interest.
Yeah.
So what you have taught me and given me is like to be more open-minded and engage with things honestly and genuinely, whether I think I'm going to like them or not. And to try to find the thing that I like within it, instead of, because I think once we hit the point of I had watched all of the iconic ones and we were trying to figure out like where to go from there, you really gave me the space to like explore the things that I did like and find my ways into horror and the things I loved about it. Which is really great. And the way you're always like willing to give a movie the benefit of the doubt makes me always go, man, I don't want to be a dick in comparison, so I'm going to try to be more nice too, like Matt.
It's not about being nice. It's
but I'm like,
not always.
Matt has a bitchy side. But yeah, that's been great. And like just discovering, like diving into a community that I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
And seeing why people like it has been nice and eye opening and mind expanding to like, like things are cool when you look into them and seeing why people love them so much. And I think that's what's been great about horror. Like, I don't have the same like, oh, I'm going to buy stickers and my background is all like Michael Myers and stuff anymore. But I have the appreciation for the genre and the people that love it. And I love my section of it and the things that I love about it, which is nice. And I didn't have that before we started the podcast.
I'm glad.
So shout out to you for that.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. That was all I ever wanted was like, I want my friend to like more cool stuff because he's cool. Like, hey.
Is this where we cry now?
Yeah, pretty much. Holding them back. I'm going to make it through. Zach, do you have a favorite, like, do you have a favorite episode or like the episode that you think is like, this is when we like fucking became Matt Makes Zach Watch Horror Movies?
Oh, geez.
Because for me, it's probably our Halloween episode, especially our discussions off air about it.
I think,
and like
that,
how it affected and influenced the way you like were looking at horror. Like, I guess
the original
just a good
Halloween
episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the movie that I bought into it and was like, oh, this horror movies are kind of silly. He just stabbed that man to a wall and wore the ghost sheet. I love Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I would say that was the movie, but I think when we became Matt Makes Zach Watch Horror Movies was when we started the Halloween franchise.
I think that's fair. That was a huge overhaul in a way to the show.
Yeah, like, that was a huge overhaul. And when we started doing conventions, and I think that's when we like really found our voice with the podcast and like our flow. And
that's about when I kind of stopped doing the Matt character. So
I mean, that's what they always say. Like, I think it's 20 or 25 episodes of a podcast. If you make it past that, you know, you'll keep going.
Yeah.
And Halloween Kills was episode 40, but that was after the first and second break. So.
Right. I mean, there were multiple times where it did feel like, well, we got to overhaul the show now for various reasons. But every time it was really interesting to like rethink how we were doing it, even if we didn't like talk about it a ton. It became like, oh, okay, well, so now it's not like themed and curated. Well, maybe I should like, hey, Zach, what do you want to cover? Like, you know, like finally getting to a point where we could ask that, I could ask you that question, to me is, yeah, about then, because you said I want to do the Halloween franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, yeah, you know what? You're right. That is when we really became what the podcast is now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's when we realized people actually listened to us too, because we went to conventions and people came up and were like, oh, I love you guys. And we're like, what do you mean? I think another moment was like the Bride of Frankenstein episode and like the whole Universal Monsters run was like, I think that was my favorite discussions we've ever had about horror, because it was so like what horror means to people in history and like
you can't know where you're going until you know where you came from.
Yeah, and how it's like a voice for the voiceless, and like so many different people can relate to it in so many different ways. It's not this one thing that only one group of people can relate to. Like, everybody can find something in it, and it's so great and wonderful. And now I'm holding back tears talking about it even. I've gained a lot from this.
Good. And that's all I can really ask for, man.
And I don't regret it in the slightest. And I'm happy we did it.
Me too. I'm all right.
All right, cue tear. Someone's off screen, yeah. Squirting a water bottle.
Excuse me, if I could please.
I need some eye drops.
Do you have puppet puts you down, and
oh, I need a Coke or something. I'm parched.
I need to go make a coffee.
What is your favorite bit?
There's so many bits at this fucking point.
I mean, mine will always be George.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be Lucas.
It's an excuse. Yeah. How we're secretly a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love Star Wars a lot.
I do too. Not as much as you, but I do love Star Wars.
Any other bits other than George?
We don't do it as often now, but I always loved the, like, let's bring it back to Tarantino. I always thought that was just fun.
Yeah.
But
fun little mental exercise.
Yeah.
Red Leatherface, yellow Leatherface.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's not a bit, Zach. It's an important warm-up that allows us to do the podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about things, like, outside of episodes that people may not know.
Oh,
we start literally every episode with red Leatherface, yellow Leatherface, red Leatherface, yellow Leatherface, because when we first started, Matt being the theater kid he was yeah. Like, ah, we should do vocal warm-ups. Red leather, yellow leather. It does. And then when we watched Texas Chainsaw, I was like, red Leatherface, yellow leather. That's actually worse to say.
Yeah.
it actually works.
I love looking back and watching like how the bits have evolved too.
Yeah.
And finding out from people, like when we would talk to them, like, oh, what's your favorite bit, was always interesting. Yeah. Like us bringing back the spoilers ahead in the Cape Fear, that came about because people were like, why don't you do that bit anymore? That was so funny to me.
Yeah,
so we brought it back. Like
that's the weird, let's talk
people
about
have favorite bits that we do, Zach.
That's
dumb
so
shit
weird.
That we were just doing off mic already.
Yeah, let's talk about conventions and that whole experience. I was in Hawaii when Matt did the first con with Drake, and that's how the whole bit of him being me started.
The substitute Zach, yeah. What was it you said? Like, oh, you've got a type.
Because people kept thinking he was me.
Yes. Oh, you mean another skinny white boy who's divorced?
Do you want to talk about how that con went?
That convention was great. That was actually my first horror convention ever. I've done, you know, a number of comic book conventions. I did a number with you. but that was really great because it was kind of... I remember coming back and telling you, like, we're doing it right, man. Like, people knew who we were. Like,
and I was like, what?
And I was like, yes, okay, shockingly. Although sure I will say that. A number of people were like, I just saw your long ass name on this list, so I Googled you. Now I'm a fan. I was like, who puts a name this long? Matt Mears. He thinks it's funny. But yeah, I mean, that convention was great. I did so many drawings. That was a great one, just because it was everyone's first convention back, you know.
Yeah, that was Awaken the Spirits. It was like a tiny midsummer before midsummer came back.
Yeah, they
back,
didn't
and it was
have like all like the mazes and stuff. It was mostly artists and like two mazes. So
yeah, it was the first con back after the pandemic. We actually did one con before the pandemic.
Oh, we did, didn't we? It was a comic convention. We did do EagleCon. We missed it this year too. I just saw them posting about it.
EagleCon was my first ever con ever. Not EagleCon, that one.
If you have the chance to go, because I think it is still open to the public, if you're not a student at which school is it at?
No idea.
I never remember.
It's the one on the 10 freeway.
One of the LA schools. Like, LA is in the name.
Yeah, it's on the 10 freeway right before downtown.
Yeah, we're talking about how much we love it. We're like, I don't know where I was.
Well, EvoCon specifically, because in 2016, EvoCon was the first con I ever did. And that was mine and Matt's first con when we just first started doing the podcast.
I mean, it was, right we started that pandemic. October, and that convention happened
like
the
March.
First week of March, so then like 2 weeks later the world shut down.
Yeah. And I was all decked out in the horror stuff. I was ready to go. I had my jacket, my little beanie. I don't even remember how that went.
It went fine. That one is more comic book focused still, but
yeah, and it's just like college students there that just want
to
check.
But it's a great con. It's like $5 to get into if you're not a student at the school. But if you're a student or alumni, you actually get in for free. They get a lot of good speakers because they're a school.
Everybody that worked that one was always great.
Yeah, everyone was super nice. Everybody wanted to be there, and the booths for like creators are, I think, free or cheap at least. So
yeah, I think I always got it through my ex, and I think she always got a table for free.
Yeah, because I know because I booked it the year we went, and I think it was all free. You just had to pay for, you know, taxes and stuff.
Yeah, but I miss little cons like that.
Yeah, we need to find more of those. We should just do this for fun.
Yeah. But then after Awaken the Spirits, I think our first one was Season Screamings that same year, maybe.
Yeah, which was totally fine.
That, because when Matt did Awaken the Spirits, I was like, that's cool, I guess. That's weird, man. Okay, sure. And then we did Season Screamings.
And like the first day, a couple of people walked up and were like, oh my God, Zach is here. Can we get a picture with you, Zach?
Yeah. That's a weird thing to wrap your head around.
Multiple people walking up to us and being like, I love your show. Can I take a picture with you?
Yeah, like, shout out to our super fans. I think they came up to us at that one. But when they told us that they have like pictures of us on their wall and like the drawings we do and everything, I was wrapping my head around that. Is so weird because we just did the same.
Like, I mean, I guess as like an artist, that's kind of the goal in a way. You know, you want people to like and appreciate your stuff.
But it's an also artist, like, not podcaster. Like, we didn't start this to become podcasters, so being known for that is the weird thing. Like, I just get on this for an hour a week with my friend and talk about a horror movie. I don't view this as like something we're creating. So it should be like known for that. Like, you guys aren't weird for doing that.
It's not weird, at all. Yeah.
It's a weird it's a tough thing to wrap your head around. That someone wants to take a picture with you and values that.
And it's not
when
like
you're like
in when I was a theater kid, like my friends would be like, you were in a play, can we take a picture with you after? This was not that. This was I don't know you, but I love your work and I'd love a picture with you. It's totally different.
Like, when it's someone you don't know comes up to you and like enjoys something you do.
Yeah.
It's like,
it is one of the best feelings in the world.
Someone paid you to say this,
also
right?
An absolute trip. Like,
Yeah. It like, that was the moment that we were like, oh, like it became more like, cause that was around the time we were doing our Halloween stuff and our Halloween franchise, and I think that's when we became like what we are, because I think that's when we're like, oh, we're making people laugh and giving something to people that we value as artists. Like,
yes,
making someone's day brighter and making them laugh is
that is
the
my
best
goal
feeling
as an
in
artist.
The world.
Yeah.
That is my goal in life, and the fact that our silly little show could provide that for people is the best feeling in the world. And
it really
thank
is.
You. Everyone who has come up to us, who listens to us, like, shout out to you. That
seriously,
because like
it kept us going, honestly, for me at least. It was kind of like, I guess we're doing something right.
And I would always ask people when they come up, like, what is it about the show that you like, what can we improve on, and they'd just be like, I just like you guys. And I was like, what can we
good
do
compliment. Yeah,
what can we do that is working, because I don't know what works about this. We're just being ourselves.
That's what people like. We're likable white dudes. A rarer and rarer thing these days.
It's so, and then because we did Waking the Spirits a couple times, Midsummer a couple times. That one in that parking lot,
The Halloween Club one.
That one was always nice.
Twice. That was fun.
And I feel like doing the reoccurring, like doing them multiple times, people would recognize this from the last one and be like, oh, I actually listen to you guys. Shout out to the A24 podcast guy.
Yes.
He was always nice.
Yeah. I think his podcast is called Hey 24.
Yeah.
You give it a listen. It's good.
But here's some juicy stories that I don't give a shit about not saying anymore. Because Matt Maigzak did not return to Midsummer this year for a reason.
Yeah.
So our first ever Midsummer after Awakening, we had a great experience at the first Awakening Spirits.
That really was great. Yeah.
The second Midsummer, the first Midsummer that we ever did, we were stoked.
It was the first full Midsummer back.
Yeah. We're stoked. This is our biggest convention. Like, our goal with the cons was always to just do free drawings for people and get them to listen to the show. If we make money or not is irrelevant. We just wanted people to listen to the show and give them a drawing to brighten their day.
Yeah.
And we arrived in Midsummer. It's in Long Beach, which I'm already not happy about. Long Beach is fine. It's just out of the way and hard to get to.
Yeah. When you're coming from where you live,
the convention center isn't my favorite convention center.
No.
So we get there and we're being wheeled around, we walked the entire convention floor trying to find our table with the staff. Yeah. The staff were lovely to us.
They were always, I will say, the Midsummer Scream staff, incredibly nice. It always worked with us.
Yes.
So I want to establish that.
Yeah.
No, that we're going
to. I'm just saying what happens. I'm not putting an opinion on it. We get to where our table should be. And me and Matt, the entire time, were like, our table should be here. This is where the number is. But the staff was like, still trying to figure out what was going on. And me and Matt had our suspicions. We're sitting there with literally all of our stuff.
Yeah. Like it is two carts full of stuff.
It is the day the con opens in the morning. And we're like, we really need to set up, but
you don't have a table for us.
and then they finally figure out, oh, whoever's fault it was miscounted the tables, and someone was at our table because they didn't put another table there.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, let's see what we can do. So they move us over to where the celebrity signings are.
Yeah.
And they really pitch it of like, oh, you're going to get so many more people over here, because it's where the celebrity signings are. So we get sat next to,
like,
we got sat next to the Nancy's boyfriend, or no, it wasn't even Nancy's boyfriend. It was the friend's boyfriend from Nightmare on Elm Street.
His name is Rod. Put some respect on that name.
We get sat next to him, which is like perfect for us because it's just like the weirdest person to get sat next to. Yeah. we got sat next to another guy who's selling like coasters and stuff. He was super nice, and the people across from us were promoting something they weren't even selling.
Everyone around us was very nice. Yeah. Even Rod was fine. He wasn't rude. So.
and the staff really pitched it like, man, you guys are going to do great. Like, all these people are going to come over here.
I genuinely think they thought they were bumping us up because that stuff used to be the draw for this kind of convention. But I think post-pandemic, it's just not anymore.
Well, here was the issues. They didn't update our table number on anything. So people who were coming there to find us specifically could not find us. And
we got told that multiple times. We had people text us, like message us on like Instagram and stuff.
And other people who came up to us like other years, like, oh, I couldn't find you guys last year. It was at the far corner of the entire convention center where there was nobody walking by the entire time. And like the table next to us hardly sold anything when I talked to him. The table across from him, who are just promoting things, left early. Rod sitting next to us would just get bored and stand up and like go to our table and be like, so what is this? And I'd explain. And he'd be like, huh. And then go back to his table.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, is this just a bummer con? And then I go out and I talk to people around where we should have been. And they're like, it was an amazing con. We sold so much.
It was the most packed convention I've ever been to.
Yeah.
I think they oversold that convention. Like,
yeah.
And so, no like, one was on our side of it.
Yeah. We just got fucked.
Yeah.
Like, no way around it. Like, because someone miscounted a table and didn't add another table where we were.
Yeah.
And those conventions cost a lot of money to get a table.
But luckily, I'll let you tell the story.
And the thing I was pissed about, there's the Star Wars YouTuber couple that I love so much and watched for years called Always Believe. They posted a thing like, hey, it is so hot out here and there's a 3-hour line to get inside. Yeah, can anybody help us get in?
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, clearly oversold.
And I was like, this is my moment. So I got like our two extra like table helper badge things. And I was like, I got you. So I ran out there, gave them to and like walked them in, took a picture with them. And I was like telling them about the podcast because they're asking about it. They're super nice. And they're like, oh, we'll come by the table. And I think they couldn't find the table because the table number was off. So I couldn't like give them a drawing or like talk to them more. And that was the thing I was pissed off most about because I was like,
it's a bummer.
I was so stoked to talk to them.
Yeah.
But tell your story about being a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
The booty shorts
guy. Yeah. So I got desperate and bored. So I did go buy a pair of booty shorts, spooky ones. It was on brand. And I was wearing a leather face button up. So I tied that into a crop top. And I did dance in front of our table, screaming, come spin the wheel of mystery. And I thought people might not like this. It wasn't even that. No one acknowledged that I was doing it. None of the other booths seemed to care. None of the people walking by cared. It was like I was fucking invisible.
It was so insane to watch because Matt is a very large man in booty shorts.
I'm 6'1", and at that time, I still weighed about 300 pounds. Like
I watched him walk out and go, all right, come spin the wheel of horror. And like, walk into a crowd of people just moving around him.
Nobody
gave him a look of disgust or anything.
Nothing.
Insanity.
Like a ghost.
And when he came back and was like just baffled at what happened, I lost it. Not even Rod sitting next to us looked up from his phone.
Nobody.
So after that experience, I was glad, like, after we went up to, like, the staff, and I could tell you were about to go off on them, and I was like, okay, well, so we'll had a bad experience. we had a good bad experience. Can I email someone? Who did I email? And they gave me an email. So I emailed, like, hey, this is what happened. Like, we lost money because of, like, this fuck up. And so they're super nice and, like, gave us they offered us a table for Season Screaming, so we took the free table. But then that Season of Screaming.
This one genuinely not at all their fault, but.
Well, it was their fault on how long they took do something
to handle
about
it. But.
The entire weekend, we were getting dripped on from the ceiling. Water
it must
just
have been like an AC unit or something.
I think it was raining that weekend and leaking. Yeah. We were getting dripped on the entire weekend. Like, if it dropped on me or whatever, or the table, I was like, whatever. But multiple times it dropped right into my coffee.
Yeah, it like, ruined some of my food. Like, and convention food's not fucking cheap. Like,
yeah. So I was like, and I brought it up to staff the entire weekend. It wasn't until Sunday, like midday Sunday, they moved us to like a table to the left.
Yeah.
And it was just
still, again, did not update that they had moved our table.
Yeah, so people would like, we would watch people go to that spot and be like, and then see us and be like,
yeah.
And then the last snafu, we wanted this year at Midsummer Scream to go all out.
We knew it would be potentially our last time going as the podcast. So
So we were like, Zach, all right,
I bought gargoyles.
We were going to get an exhibitors booth and make it Mattman and Zacula's lair. And I was going to construct like prefab of like a dungeon. And we were going to make I met this couple that owns like a custom popcorn company. I met them at Disney Studios at the holiday party. And I was going to have them make us like some flavors of popcorn themed to the podcast. And we're going to make these little packages where like there's going to be themed to a movie we had watched. You'd get art, popcorn, like little movie snack packs and like a link
to the podcast
and a special link to a movie commentary that we were going to do for that movie.
Yeah.
We were going to go all out. and exhibit tables were like close to $1,000. So it was going to be a lot.
This is an investment and we're making it. Like,
yeah. So we submit for it. Months go by. I email the Midsummer dude multiple times. And I'm like, hey, there's a lot of money. Like, are we in or not? So we can like get that money together.
Yeah.
And months go by.
Was it maybe and then we 3 weeks before the convention? Like that we finally
it was like 2-3 months before
was it
the
that
convention.
Far away from it?
Yeah. Well, because it was like it
just felt like we waited forever. Yeah.
Well, because it was months after we submitted.
Yeah. It was what, like 4 or 5 months between submitting and hearing back from them? Yeah.
Yeah. And we had gone on a break for the podcast at the time, so I wasn't checking the email. So like after months of not hearing back, I was like, okay, we probably didn't get in since they're not responding to me. And when I checked back, this dude didn't email us that we got in or anything, just sent like a payment thing to pay for the table. And then was like, hey, do you guys want this?
Yeah, with an email table? That was very like, if you guys actually still want your booth, you have to pay for it. Like kind of.
Yeah,
email.
Well, it was like, it was more like if you guys... like, why aren't you guys paying for this?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you don't respond, you're not welcome back to Midsummer. So it was just kind of like a spit in the face after fucking us for two conventions in a row to be treated like that. I was like, all right, I'm literally not even going to respond. Like, I'm over this.
Yeah. still go to Midsummer. It is a good event. Yeah. You know, I totally get it. It is like the best core convention. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like super bitter at them. I would still like potentially like on my own, maybe go back in some time from now. But
I would attend a Midsummer event, but I would never table there again, just personally after the experiences we had.
Like I said, I'm going to take a few years off and then I'll think about it.
But all of you lovely people that came up to us got us through that.
Yes. Thank you again to the Midsummer staff who were always lovely to us. I will say that. So,
Do you have a favorite fan experience? It's weird saying fan experience. Person that listens to our show and comes up to us.
I just always liked seeing our super fans. You know, know who you are.
Yeah. Oh, the weirdest experience was getting an Instagram DM from one of my friends from school who never messages me on Instagram.
I remember this.
Her name is Sarah Bermudez Art on Instagram. Her art's great. Go follow her. But she sends me an Instagram video and I was like, she doesn't message me on Instagram. What the hell is this? And she's like drunk at Medieval Times. It's like, Zach, I'm drunk at Medieval Times with my friends. And look who I'm with. And turns to one of our super friends and then our super fans. And she was like, she's telling us all about your podcast. And I was like, the timelines are crossing. I don't like this. The people in my real life aren't supposed to know I do this. This is the weirdest experience in my life. And then recently we went to Disneyland with like our teacher/mentor, all of our classmates. And we're in line for like Smuggler's Run. And she's like, oh, you know, Zach's famous. He has a podcast. Like my friends listen to it and tell me about it all the time. And I was literally just turned around like into the wall.
No.
Like,
oh, no. Oh, no.
No. No. So that's a weird mental gymnastic. But love you guys. Thank you for the support.
Thank you everybody for listening and always coming out. It meant the world, really.
Yeah, it really did. Like I said, like the fact that anybody can get any ounce of joy from what we do means the world.
Yeah.
Also, shout out Snorlax, who's on our 30 Days of Night episode, who has been our only YouTube comment on every single episode for years now. He rushes to be the first one.
Does he just write first?
he'll mix it up. Yeah. Shout out Kai.
Yes. Shout out all the guests. You were all great. So
yeah. there was a lot of guests. Some of them I forget.
Right.
Some of them we don't even know as people anymore, which is weird that we've been doing this for that long.
4 years is a long time, Zach.
Yeah. We had a storyboard artist, a French-Canadian storyboard artist on for an episode, and I completely forgot that.
It was the shed. It's easy to forget.
You remember when Tom Savini said he'd come on our show?
Hey, Tom, you should come on our show. Now.
I got mad. Every year I get mad at Cameo for his birthday. One of them was Kevin Conroy before, like right before he passed.
Yeah, that one meant a lot. So
that was insane. But the first one was Tom Savini, and I was like, hey, my friend Matt makes me watch horror movies, so horror is a big thing to us, and his birthday's coming up, and like he's been going through with the pandemic. Like, give him a nice message. And he was like, oh, and he gives you a tour of his whole studio, and then goes, oh. I'll come on your show sometime.
Yeah.
And probably just being nice, but I was like,
I'm going to try.
Really? That was like when we first started doing it too. So we're like, if we can get Tom Savini on the podcast, that would be awesome. He's not doing much right now. It's a pandemic. I found his website. I emailed. I did everything I could. Nothing happened. So.
It happens.
You got to tell... his name. I almost said David Gordon Green, but it's not him. Haunting a Hill House guy.
I met Mike Flanagan at one of the conventions. That was really big for me. Mike Flanagan is probably my favorite modern director, so that meant Haunting of Hill House is my favorite TV show of all time. Dr. Sleep makes me cry. I'm the only one who loves it.
He never got to watch that one.
You should just watch it. It's a good movie.
That's fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah,
he's really good in it. I mean, he is saddled with his attempted American accent again, but you know, hello, I am an American who drinks too much, for I am American.
Closing thoughts on the podcast.
It's just been incredible. Thank you for going on this little journey with me, Zach. I'm really glad that I got to kind of shepherd you into the horror community. And as you learned at some of the conventions, I for a long time shielded you from some of the worst people who we did wind up having to meet.
Some of those horror fans tried to have conversations with me, and I had to be like,
no. I don't want to hear about how you used to fist fight people, but the woke mob won't let you anymore.
Yes.
But yeah, just thank you, Zach. This podcast got me through a lot, as you know, more than we've even talked about here today. So thank you, man. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, buddy.
What are your closing thoughts on the podcast?
I'm glad we've done it. I'm glad we made it. I'm glad we have a send off and not an eternal thing that we're trying to keep going.
Yeah.
And
we're ending it on our terms.
Yeah. That way it can mean something, and we can look back on it and have the takes. It can benefit us, and we can come away with it with something that we didn't have before. And I think that's what's been so special about it. Learning about the horror community, talking movies with you, having an excuse to talk to you and hang out every single week, which we still will, obviously.
Obviously. Freeze frame text. Matt and Zach both died tragically in car accidents. They never hung out again.
I thought you were going to say they were never really friends. They were paid actors.
Disclaimer, we'd like to remind you, Reginald von Peebles Johnson is playing Matthew, and Kermit the Frog is playing
that
Zach.
That one guy who produces those podcasts that we met at a convention walks in and is like, all right, guys, good job. It's all part of the plan.
Hey, man, like, I paid my rent once, remember? So,
he was great. He's a mastermind behind
their podcast is really good. You listen to it. It's Pop Culture Junkies.
But yeah, it's been really wonderful. Thank you for doing this with me, and what was I gonna segue into? Oh yeah, what's next for you, Matt? after the podcast?
As of right now, I don't know. There are a number of concepts I've got up in the air, and I'll still be, you know, making art and stuff. So if you want art, hit me up.
And where can they find that?
You can find me on pretty much everything as I Draw Paintings. So keep an eye out there. Maybe new stuff will come up. I don't know yet. What about you, Zach?
After this, like I said, focusing on art for the next year, I'm going to be doing nothing but that. So Zach Shirk on Instagram, you can actually find me there. the one
Turns
time
out.
You'll be actually able to find me. You can follow my journey and what I'm up to there, because, you know, I want to be the one making the movies, not only talking about the movies. And you can also follow Mind and Match Shenanigans there, because there will be Instagram stories.
Of course.
Like, I'm sure the day this episode comes up, our Shacktoberfest shenanigans will still be up on Instagram.
Yeah, go look at them. They'll probably be real dumb and fun. So, yeah.
And if you feel inclined to, shoot us a DM. We're always available. And
100%.
Whatever you want to say to us, if you want to say goodbye, send off, goodbye forever, because we don't exist after this podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll never hear us talking again.
But what's next for you, Zach? Any projects besides just working on art?
No, just that.
Right.
Everything. anything else is indefinitely done for, so I can only do art.
Smart.
That's the most important thing to me. I need to focus on that.
Good
so.
For you, man.
That's what I got going, and on that note,
keep it spooky,
and fuck you too.
Bye.
So do the thing noise. Go.
Yeah.